right, guys. Welcome to Two Thirds Radio. We've reached the end of another week already. Can't believe it. Friday again. Unbelievable. I got a great guest lined up, guys, for the first hour. She's an expert on depleted uranium. Warren Morich will be joining me right after the break. Got some interesting revelations to share about that and how she's been relentlessly hounded over this issue, trying to protect you from this information. It's part of the new freedom that they're bringing us. What a scam. You talk about weapons of mass destruction, guys. United States has been dumping depleted uranium everywhere it goes for decades now. Well, for at least the past decade and a half, almost two decades, in Iraq in 91, and of course Kosovo, and again in Iraq in 2003, and continuing up to the present, Afghanistan, you name it. And this stuff is absolutely deadly. You are guaranteed a tumor within about 5 years, just breathing one speck of this stuff. Very fine particles, easily airborne. And, you know, here they are claiming to go after Saddam, who, of course, didn't have weapons of mass destruction because they want to disarm people. They want a monopoly on WMDs. Let's face it. Come on. They've been developing biological warfare agents since 2003, to the tune of $10 billion a year in research and development. They've been doing it for a lot longer than that, of course, but, you know, on a much more heightened scale since 2003. No country in the world has more weapons of mass destruction than the United States, and no country uses them on a more regular basis than the United States, and yet it's taken upon itself the ability to police, the duty to police the world against those who have such weapons, which, again, it, you know, they don't. You know, the doublespeak is just so disgusting. But anyway, so we'll have her up in a minute after the next break. Just a quick reminder here for us, guys. Once again, the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, available for $14.95 plus $19.95 plus $4.95 for shipping and handling. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The new website for Republic Trading is republictradinggroup.net. And the 800 number to call in is 691-7898. RBN now has a chat room, guys, on the homepage. It's linked right off of the homepage, republicbroadcasting.org. It's for all listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. I'm actually not yet set up on there. I tried it the other day, and I for some reason wasn't able to log on, but I gotta get the information straight from the office again and try it again. And but soon this will be up and running with all the hosts, and it's kind of neat. Listeners can go right on there and send messages without even having to call in. If you just had a quick question, or you know, you wanted some link or something, you know, we can communicate right back and forth, especially during the breaks. You know, I can be talking live through type chat right on the page, so that's kind of a neat little feature there, just to be aware of that. Anyway, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with our guest after this short break.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're now joined by our guest for today, here with us for the first hour anyway, is Lauren Moret, expert on DU. So let's bring her up here. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you. This DU thing is a pretty serious issue, isn't it? It's something that the Pentagon to this day still denies as being a health risk, but the tests, the reports, the studies show otherwise, don't they?
Well, if you go back to World War II, the most terrific weapons, technologies that have just absolutely devastated the global environment were developed under the Manhattan Project. And it wasn't just the atomic bombs. It was also an Agent Orange prototype, a hormone that would defoliate trees and cause enemies to starve to death. And that's really what they tried to do in Vietnam. The whole purpose of the Vietnam War, the main purpose, was to depopulate Vietnam, although many Vietnam veterans will be very surprised to hear that. And then the most horrific technology of all is the depleted uranium weapons, which were introduced to the battlefield in 1991 by the U.S. military. And all through atmospheric testing by all countries, the equivalent of 40,000 Hiroshima bombs in terms of number of radioactive atoms, that type of equivalent, were released into the atmosphere. And we know how devastating bomb testing was because President Kennedy was able to get the Congress to pass and ratify the Partial Test Ban Treaty, which ended atmospheric testing by the U.S., Russia, and Britain in 1963. But the nuclear power industry went online, and the emissions actually replaced what was contaminating the atmosphere from bomb testing. And the most horrific nuclear pollution of all has been since 1991 with the introduction of depleted uranium, which Britain and the U.S. have used, and Israel dropped our DU bombs all over Lebanon last summer. And they've released the equivalent of over 400,000 Nagasaki bombs since 1991. And it's causing a global diabetes and cancer epidemic, as well as many, many chronic illnesses globally.
Unbelievable. And again, you know, the hypocritical claim to be so concerned about weapons of mass destruction, so much so that they invade countries over it, you know, to disarm them. And, of course, it turns out they don't have these weapons. It's so disgusting.
And the U.S. has, under that cover, actually been waging a continuous depleted uranium war since 1945. So we're the nuclear terrorist, and not only that, the U.S. and Britain made sure that all of the countries that we didn't want to have nuclear weapons programs have them. And few people know that Averill Harriman and Harry Hopkins, who was the president's closest advisor, took plutonium and nuclear plants to the Soviet Union in the 1950s and made sure they had a nuclear program. They also took printing plates so that the Soviets could print U.S. dollars to fund their nuclear program.
Hey, now be careful how you talk about Grandpa Bush's good friend and business partner.
So also, through Westinghouse in the United States and layers in the British government, although the Prime Minister was unaware, Britain and England made sure that Israel had nuclear components that they need to successfully complete their nuclear program. And George Herbert Walker Bush, through BCCI, funded the Pan-Islamic Nuclear Weapons Program in Pakistan by funneling the money through BCCI to the Saudis, and the Saudis funded the Pakistan program. And I worked at the Lawrence Livermore Lab from 1989 to 91 and was very dismayed to learn afterwards that all of our nuclear secrets at Livermore were transferred to China while Clinton was in office. So these nuclear programs have all been proliferated primarily by the U.S.
Yep. Oh, my. Well, you know, it is true. The one who has the biggest guns, I guess, gets to dominate the scene and make all opposition look like they're the evil ones. You know, the winners write history, so to speak.
That's right. But what they're doing now is carrying out a program of global depopulation. They want to eliminate 2 to 4 billion people. And as unseemly as that sounds, actually Henry Kissinger in a national security memo stated that depopulation was of a greater priority than the fear of nuclear attacks on the U.S. And it's because they need to depopulate regions, mostly in third world countries, where we want the minerals. And obviously, the Middle East and Central Asia have tremendous energy reserves, which we want to control in order to control China. And this is just a great example of the actually pathology and the ends that the Zionist Anglo-American economic empire is willing to carry out in order to remain economically viable. It's just the opium wars in China all over again, except it's with nuclear pollution, and it's global.
The crimes here are of such enormous magnitude, and it boggles my mind that so many people in this country are still in the fantasy world where the United States does nothing but good, and we're the police, and we got to keep the other bad guys in line. And it's so obvious that the very opposite is actually going on here. What is the matter with these people?
Well, I think one of the problems is that Americans don't travel. I heard something, 20% of Americans, only 20% have passports. Well, I've been to 46 countries, and that's how you really learn about your own country as well as other countries. When you begin to see the United States through the eyes of other countries, it's not what the propaganda we're brainwashed with here. And after a while, you just can't deny it anymore. And the reason Americans don't see it is because the U.S. is the most propagandized country in the world, and it's so subtle and it's done so well. Even the former Soviets have said that. They said, "Oh my God, we were so crude compared to the propaganda in the U.S.
Yeah, and that's all it is, folks. That's all we get from our media and from our educational establishment. Understand whether they like it or not, and clearly there's many that don't. Doesn't matter. They must go along with the program or they're out of a job. That's simply how it works. End of story.
That's right.
I mean, our major colleges and universities, it's no secret, they depend on federal grant money. And they know full well that they're not going to get that grant money if they have professors that are exposing this crime syndicate and telling the truth to the people. So suppress it, keep your job, talk about it, lose it. That's all there is to it.
And it's even worse now. I mean, I'm a scientist, and I've been through the whole university system for decades. I know all about it. And what's happened now is that the Department of Defense is now providing huge amounts of money to universities. Johns Hopkins alone gets over $350 million a year for Department of Defense research. And as the universities become more and more dependent on Department of Defense funding, they're more and more under the control of the military. And this has always been true in wartime, and universities have always taken money from the Department of Defense. But
well, you look at all the collaborating that went on going back to the 50s and 60s with the CIA and the MKUltra program. Then your hair really starts to stand on end when you realize that some of the most prestigious doctors and psychiatrists were engaged in human experimentation with drugs and electroshock and all kinds of sinister, inserting wires into brains without, of course, people's knowledge or consent. So
I'm writing a book on that right now. And what I discovered was almost every member of the American Psychology Association was involved with MKUltra.
Yep. And, you know, there were people checking into hospitals and were given treatments or what they thought were treatments for their illnesses, and come to find out they were just being doused with radioactive substances just to see what the reaction would be. I mean, this is unbelievable, folks. These are prestigious hospitals, well-respected doctors that people trusted. This has all been admitted. Bill Clinton admitted that this was being done on thousands of Americans. And, of course, it still goes on. You know, we already got a caller this early in the show, but we got to go to a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll take our caller from George in Illinois. Be right back, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Host Charlie Giuliani. We have Lauren Morey on as our guest, expert on DU. Let's go to our caller here, George in Illinois. You there, George?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to have you.
I have. I really appreciate what Dr. Morey is doing. She's amazing. Being very persecuted, from what I understand, for her research. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Murray, have you ever worked with Dr. Durakovich or Dr. Daverstock?
No. I work with Dr. Rosalie Bertel and Dr. Chris Busby and Dr. Ernest Sternglass, and with a with a Manhattan Project scientist at Livermore. His name is Marion Falk. He's 86. And he's really provided me with the background that I need to understand and to speak publicly about this issue. So really, I'm a spokesperson for a lot of scientists. Now, Dr. Daverstock did expose the World Health Organization cover-up on depleted uranium, but you have to realize that until he did that, he was an establishment scientist, and he's continued to speak out about it, but I don't think that he interacts with any of us. He may want to preserve his contacts in mainstream science, and if he really did you know, join us and be
yes.
publicly associated with us, they would ostracize him.
He is, he's been ostracized. I understand he's teaching in Finland now. He's not really be able to do any more research. The reason I ask is, do you know who's taking up the research? Are the two scientists that you're talking about able to continue without, you know, to get the funding and to do the research for the continuing work of health effects reports and so on?
Oh, we're definitely, we have an international consortium of scientists working on that. For instance, Dr. Chris Busby, he's the British government scientist on low-level radiation and also for the European Parliament. And he pulled together a group of 46 scientists, including himself, and they went over 550 studies on populations exposed to radiation, and they came up with a new risk model. It's called the ECRR report, European Committee on Radiation Risk, which is the first challenge to the Hiroshima and Nagasaki studies done fraudulently by the U.S. government, and that has provided all of the data and the risk model for all radiation exposure limits since 1945. And what Dr. Busby and the other scientists were able to prove from studies on Chernobyl, Iraqi veterans, Iraqi babies, nuclear workers, nuclear power plant workers, things like that, many different radiation exposures, is that the International Committee on Radiation Protection Risk Model, based on Hiroshima and Nagasaki studies, underestimates the radiation risk by at least 1,000 times. And what Dr. Busby and I are doing is writing the ECRR equivalent, a research study on depleted uranium, which will be published. And that will include many studies by the U.S. government, the nuclear weapons labs, Livermore and Los Alamos, and establishment science. And when you put it all together and you go back to the research by Carl Z. Morgan, who did early research for the AEC, Atomic Energy Commission, then it's very obvious that they knew the whole time about the superlinear effect, which means radiation at ultra-low levels and very low levels is more damaging per unit of radiation than higher levels. And,
yeah, the term depleted is obviously misleading. But what do you think is more harmful? Is it the radiation factor or is it just the poison factor? Because uranium, depleted uranium like lead, is poison regardless of the radiation content. What do you think is worse?
It's three factors that interact synergistically. And the depleted uranium burns at temperatures hotter than the sun, and it forms nanoparticles. So they have a chemical heavy metal effect, and uranium is biologically unpredictable. It's a big complex atom. And they release alpha particles and gamma rays. Alpha particles are extremely damaging to biological systems. But the third effect, the particulate effect from the very tiny size, which is nanoparticles are a tenth of a micron or smaller in diameter, that is what is really doing the very immediate harm, such as people getting cancer within 2 months,
right.
Diabetes within 2 months. It's the particulate effect, which acts as a non-specific catalyst or enzyme.
Yeah, very fine dust, and it carries very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of all the reports that have come out, guys, they continue to use it on a heightened scale. Far more has been dumped in Iraq since 2003 than anything that was dumped in 91. It's unbelievable. Short break. If you want to hold, George left the break. You're welcome to do so. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Okay, guys. Back to Truth Hurts Radio. Talking about this scam of depleted uranium, this scourge. And yeah, it really is about ethnic cleansing. It's about global population control. That's what a lot of things are about that are going on in the world today, folks. Anyway, let's go back to our caller here. George, do you have any more questions or comments for our guest?
Just one question. Dr. Murray, is it possible that you could be in contact with – I have a friend who is a doctor. He's from Afghanistan, and he's doing research in terms of trying to build a hospital just north of Kabul. And he's trying to connect to a lot of the doctors that are doing the research from America as well as other countries to be able to kind of build a team.
Dr. Meraki is a friend of mine.
That's exactly who he is.
Yeah.
And is it okay?
We're very good friends.
Oh, you're good friends. Great.
Yeah.
And that he's working on financing for that, and
yes.
I'm gonna make sure that he knows what kind of work that you've done with the other researchers, so that he's able to. You know, have a chance, because it's very hard to. He's getting a lot of resistance in terms of fundraising, because the foundation.
I've tried to help him, and there was tremendous interference.
Yeah.
No surprise.
I was helping too, and I'm getting a lot of resistance too. But the sources I'm trying to get help from are the very sources that are connected to the military-industrial complex, indirectly.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the difficulty, the challenge. But I want to thank you, and I really appreciate it. Just keep the faith.
Well, thank you very much, and you know, messages like yours are really what give us the spiritual energy to keep doing this. It's very difficult, but it's also very rewarding. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got to keep up that that fight there, because boy, they make things difficult for you, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about that some more after this next call. We got John in Oregon. Are you there, John?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to thank your guests so much for standing up and have the bravery to speak the truth and speak what needs to be said. And I have a question for you, ma'am. Could you give us there's so many statistics being thrown around about the depleted uranium and its effects and the areas being covered. You know, we've heard anywhere from, you know, just a few thousand, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people have been affected by this. And I've heard it's in one country, I've heard it's in three countries, I've heard it's in six countries. Can you give us an idea of the areas that are being directly affected by this depleted uranium? I mean, can you give us an idea of, like, the square mileage or like, maybe compare it to the size of a state in the United States or something that could give us an idea of the contamination zone?
The contamination zone is the whole planet, because as soon as they use it, it's globally mixed in 1 year in the whole atmosphere. They've turned the atmosphere of planet Earth into a radioactive poison gas chamber, and we're all sitting in it. Now, in our soldiers who are exposed on the battlefields to depleted uranium, since 1991, the medical disability rate is over 55%. After Agent Orange was used in Vietnam, the medical disability rate was 10%. But after World War II, the medical disability rate was only 5%. So this has gone up 10 times, and it's absolutely due to the DU, although there are chemicals and biological agents, and then they're giving them seven vaccines at one time. And, you know, what they're really doing is destroying. They sent all our National Guard over there. They're destroying our state militia, so that we will have no one to protect us from our own federal troops when they come in and take over the states.
Sure. That's what it's all about.
And the same decision makers who are sending us to these illegal wars also are the CEOs or former CEOs of pharmaceutical companies. They're making the whole planet sick. So they're making money on arms that are illegal, and then they're making money on pharmaceuticals that people have to buy if they want to stay alive. Go ahead.
Yeah, their crimes are just phenomenal. You know, it shows the outrageous, mindless, psychopathic mentality of these monstrosities. I mean, this stuff is affecting them. How can it not be?
Well, Barbara Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush both had their thyroids removed from bomb testing fallout. They had thyroid cancer.
No kidding.
And all of their children, including our present president, had learning disabilities. And President Bush even had a toddler sister named Robin who died of leukemia. And Bush can't form a complete sentence on his own, you know.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, you never noticed. Didn't you wonder what was wrong with him? So
wow, I didn't know about the thyroid thing, though, with Mommy and Daddy. That's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. And they
they've been over there, both of them. Daddy and Junior have both been over there and given talks, so obviously they're breathing this stuff. How
mindless.
They
get out of there really fast, and they stay in the green zone, and in the green zone they have huge banks of HEPA air filters set up to filter the air, although you can't filter nanoparticles out of air.
Unreal. So they claim there's no danger, but yet, they got their little filters there, but of course,
they don't
matter.
Stay very long, do they?
Yeah, very interesting. But they'll assure us there's no threat. Of course, they don't want liabilities.
Well,
as it is, they're cutting back on benefits for veterans.
Oh, they won't even take care of them. They're thrown in the garbage can when they come back. They're just used Kleenex. They toss them, kick them to the curb, and send over new troops.
Cannon fodder. Or dumb animals, as Mr. Henry Kissinger said.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what's happened? They're so low on their recruiting success that they're taking people who've been prisoners, gang members, they're really people out of juvenile hall. They're picking up Mexicans at the border who are illegally coming in and telling them you can either go to jail or you can go in the military and go to Iraq and we'll make you a citizen. And what's happened is that these borderline members of society are being trained in insurgency. A lot of people from the ghetto are being recruited, and they come back and they start killing police and doing very criminal things here in our inner cities. And a group of them came back to Fort Washington. Major Doug Rocky just told me about this. And they hijacked some military vehicles. They were soldiers. They put on their civilian clothes. And they went out and started sticking up banks, doing bank robberies in Army vehicles. Can you believe that? And so these are the social problems we're creating by taking the bottom of society and turning them into insurgents. They're coming
down. Well, that suits them fine, too, though, because now with that bill they got passed yesterday, they want to take guns away from veterans because they have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, because they're coming back really angry, that's why.
Yeah, because they see they've been frauded and they're getting benefits cut back. Go ahead, John.
I was going to ask if I could ask a distinguished question, another question.
Oh, sure.
On the topic of veterans, it seems to me that we're creating a whole other generation of homeless veterans that are going to be standing on our street corners that are unemployed and post-traumatic stress disorders to the point where most people can't even relate to. And it seems to me now that they're, instead of being able-bodied and standing out there, we're going to be having all kinds of veterans with deformities and all kinds of things that are caused by depleted uranium. And the question being is, I've tried to show people the effects online of depleted uranium, and unfortunately all I'm seeing is a lot of Iraqi people, and I my heart goes out to these people. Many of the things that I've seen, the pictures of the things I've seen, can barely even be recognizable as human beings. And I want to know, I'm sure that this is starting to have an effect on our troops and their families. Is there any websites out there that are showing the American people and the American public the effects of depleted uranium on our people and on our children, so the American people can finally make a relation that it's just not some country over there and some people over there, but it's our people too, and it's the best of our people, the best of our young men and women that are being exposed to this? Is there anything out there?
It's our children. Now, first of all, people don't know this, but research has shown that the target organ for uranium is the brain. And these soldiers are coming back. They are sick. They're brain damaged. It's not post-traumatic stress syndrome, although there is some of that. But doctors were trained a year before the 2003 Iraq War, and even before that, they were trained to only diagnose post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they were threatened with $10,000 fines and 10 years in prison, no, up to $250,000 fines and 10 years in prison if they revealed any medical facts or details about our returning soldiers. So they've been silenced. And the websites that put good data up are immediately attacked. All kinds of stuff I've put up has been erased or removed from websites. And Google, which is a CIA operation, won't even pick up a lot of the articles that I write, such as the Queen's Death Star, which proves from air measurements, air monitoring in England at their atomic weapons facility, that the DU is traveling from the Middle East and Central Asia to the British atmosphere in 7 to 9 days. Now, I've always said it's global because I'm an expert in atmospheric dust, and we know from volcanoes, volcanic ash, how fast the global atmosphere mixes. But this study was very important, and so now Google can't find that when somebody Googles that article.
Surprise,
did I answer
surprise.
Your question? Did I answer your question?
John, you there? I think we lost John.
Yeah.
I would say covered it. It's just incredible. Yeah, that happens quite a bit with Google these days.
A lot of censorship.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. And another thing is that Major Doug Rocky provided me with a PowerPoint presentation in the Veterans Administration about, it was last August, August 2006, and it was their actual data on the diagnoses in the 2003 Iraq War veterans only. And out of 661,000 soldiers, there were 84,000 diagnoses of musculoskeletal problems alone, and that doesn't count gastrointestinal, endocrine and metabolism and neurological and all the other cancer. The disability rate is horrendous in our veterans, and that means that the global pollution is also causing increases in death rates and decreases in birth rates globally, which is exactly what their goal is, and that's depopulation.
Well, I mean, you look what they do with fluoridation of water. I'm glad many professionals are finally coming out and saying, hey, it's time we stop this. Hundreds of them have signed a petition because not only does it not have any harmful effects, very harmful, but it doesn't have any beneficial effects. The claims of, you know, stopping tooth decay, it's actually detrimental to the health of your teeth. I don't know if you knew this, but originally, back in the 19th century, the 1800s, there we go. Fluoride, which of course is a byproduct of aluminum production, was sold as rat poison, and a very highly effective rat poison at that. It's a known toxin. So, there's all kinds.
It's a horrible, horrible neurotoxin. It was put in the drinking water in the Nazi slave camps to subdue and dumb down the prisoners, the slaves.
Yep. And that's their real motive.
It was Edward Teller's idea to dump the fluoride, which is a byproduct of the depleted uranium process, into America's drinking water to get rid of a horrible neurotoxin. And
yeah.
It got into the atmosphere and started screwing up communications processes, and so then he dreamed up the chemtrail program, which was flying military and civilian planes secretly through the atmosphere across the U.S. and releasing metal particles that would chemically bind with the fluoride and neutralize it. So chemtrails and fluoridation is actually a byproduct of the depleted uranium processing.
Well, it's all connected, isn't it?
It's all connected, yeah. But what they don't want us to know is that it's all connected, and they've very successfully hidden it from the public, not just the U.S. public, the global public, by compartmentalizing the information. And I think the most important thing I do is to connect the dots for people and give them the big picture and show them how things are related. And then they can take the information and data and the pieces of the puzzle they have and put it together, integrate it in a way that it makes sense to them.
Right.
I'm really an educator.
Yeah, and boy, does the public need educating, because it's been so dumbed down for so long about a whole lot of things. It's amazing that we live as long as we do in this country, isn't it? I mean, all when you consider all the garbage, and I mean garbage, they put in our food, in the drinking water, dumping in the air, the carte blanche allowance now through deregulation for corporations to, you know, to pollute at will. You put all this together, and of course, the depleted uranium and the bacteriological releases in the air that they've been doing all along and are doing more than ever now. It really is astonishing that the human race hasn't become extinct.
Well, it's really, you have to look at the Wall Street bankers and the City of London bankers. They are the biggest war crimes racketeering syndicate in the history of the world. They're destroying it. And they've really set up the U.S. as a prison camp. The United States is a prison camp with invisible barbed wire. And they're poisoning everyone to death.
I wish this could be written off as a bunch of paranoid conspiracy ramblings, but folks, the documentation, you can't deny it. It's right in your face. Short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Two Thirds Radio. Just got a few more minutes left here. Wish we had some more time. We haven't even scratched the surface. This is just one big rat's nest. There's no end to it. I wanted to ask you quickly, though, to plug any website or anything else you want the listeners to check out.
Well, we have a good website, www.radiation.org, and that's Dr. Sternglass and Joseph Mangano, Dr. Jeanette Sherman, and Jay Gould. It's we've collected over 6,000 baby teeth from children living around nuclear power plants and published about 30 scientific peer-reviewed papers on our findings. And the Trap Rock piece site has a lot of information about Gulf War syndrome and Gulf War soldiers. I think the best site on radiation is the website from the World Depleted Uranium Conference, and it's www.uraniumweaponsconference.de for Germany. That was held in 2003 in Germany, and people can listen. They can download the video of the video clips of the speakers. That was just the best conference I've ever been to. So, also there are some excellent films, Beyond Treason, that can be ordered from me, Lorraine Moray at yahoo.com. Also, Blowin' in the Wind, we've moved our depleted uranium practice from Vieques Island in Puerto Rico to Australia, and we're poisoning Australia now. Also, there are others. People can contact me, LeuRenMoret, Lorraine Moray, at yahoo.com. And thank you so much for doing this program, and please invite me to be on your show again.
Oh, definitely, because I, you know, like I said, we didn't even scratch the surface. There's so, so much to this. I mean, I want to talk about Kosovo. I want to talk about, you know, Iraq. The horrible, I mean, you want to talk about ethnic cleansing. We've essentially decimated. And you know, in the future, there's going to be a lot more people dying from the cancer tumors from this. So it's not just the ones we've already been killing.
It's global. I just, and it's affecting all living things. They've destroyed, they've changed the genome of the entire planet. In less than 50 years, everything is affected. Bacteria, everything.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Tell me, you mentioned your book you're working on that's coming out. Do you know when that's going to be out? And it specifically?
Dr. Busby and I are working on that, and probably within a year or maybe next summer.
Now, is that specifically on MKUltra, or is that one of the aspects you cover?
Oh, that
or?
Book. Oh, I thought you meant the Depleted Uranium Report. The MKUltra book is actually about the development of HAARP. And HAARP is a huge antenna around the Arctic Circle, which is actually...
The weather machine, amongst other things.
It's a secret project from the 1970s between the Soviet Union and the U.S. And they developed the antenna through the woodpecker signal in Russia. And it was developed at the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab. And then they folded MKUltra into it. MKUltra is where they developed the software for global mind control. And that was through the Monkey Colony and the Department of Applied Science at UC Davis. They put it together at Livermore, and they are melting the ice caps with HAARP. This is
they're doing all kinds of sinister things with that. Yeah, all kinds of crazy applications. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I really appreciate it, but I definitely want to have you on again sometime, and we can go into more detail on this stuff. But be watching for her upcoming book, folks. This sounds really interesting. Thanks again, and stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold.